the Wisconsin Beer Distributors Association wanted legislation that would have required small beer makers to maintain warehouse space and use wholesalers to take beer to market. Eric Jensen is the association's executive director. He says the law was necessary because of a U.S. Supreme Court decision. That had to do with wine sales, but Jensen says it could have been applied to Wisconsin's beer industry. He says the ruling means all beer makers must be treated equally, regardless of their size or location.
Wisconsin statutes don't quite do that, and this legislation is a proactive attempt to remedy that legal vulnerability before suit gets filed.
Under the compromise, small brewers must still use distributors in most circumstances, but there are emergency exceptions. That pleases the president of the New Glarus Brewing Company, Deb Carey.
We'll be allowed to emergency distribution, you know, so if somebody, and I've had the experience where one day on a Thursday, a wholesaler called me and literally told me, I'm very sorry, but our business has been purchased by a wine distributor, and as of Monday, there'll be no more delivery of your beer.
The compromise legislation also removes the warehousing requirement. The measure was approved by the Assembly before the compromise was reached. When and if the Senate approves it, the measure will have to go back before the lower house. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.